You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Would you sit?
I would beg.
When's the last time you sat? All the way down on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I was doing last night, though.
Oh, who?
You in for a story?
I always.
Okay, so I know a couple, and
I know a couple. Hey.
I know a couple sleazy piggy couple. And
was it the one guy who just collared his boyfriend after he left his other boyfriend and his husband? Oh, no, he's still with his husband. I don't know. I don't get it.
No, this is the one where the two got in a fight with a certain somebody. And
oh,
so wow. So anyway, yeah, all kinds of community drama. Our drama is just stupid. But It is. It's the most asinine drama. And all of it always seems in Sacramento, it seems that it stems from like somebody, you know, turning down somebody to get laid.
And then it's like
World War III. You don't want to have sex with me? Guess what? I'm going to make your life a living hell.
And I'm going to make sure nobody in my circle ever have sex with you again.
And if they do, I don't like them and I'm going to be mad at them.
Until you come back and you screw the fuck out of me.
Exactly. So we had one of those deals. But anyway, so anywhere that stems from is, so this couple, one of them has always had a fantasy about getting gangbanged. And the husband is totally for it. The husband's all about it. Let's do it. So
now, is this the one that was, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
So last night was the night.
Uh-huh.
And I had a long day. And but I promised them that I would be there to help.
Uh-huh. So, somebody interesting had to be, and I know that group.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Anywho.
Yeah.
So I showed up, and yeah, the fun had already begun. Because actually, the bad thing I do is I get an invitation, mm-hmm. and then the right before I leave for the thing, mm-hmm. I'll read all of the fine details, which screws me up every time. They're like, oh, there's a theme, you know, or, you know, or I'll be like, God damn it. You know, and I wish I'd break that cycle. And if somebody sends me an invitation, I at least read it through once.
Right.
So I know that there's either special variables or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a special variable. You had to be there by 6:30. Now, I had a family reunion yesterday.
Mm.
And was desperately trying to.
So you already had a gangbang before?
So yeah, my cousins. We just had like, you know, used to gangbang when I was a kid.
How does it feel being the hottest cousin?
That's not true. I think my cousins are hot.
Well, I know you think your cousins are hot, but you have a low standard.
Anywho.
No, I'm kidding. They're
That's
cute.
Terrible.
They're cute.
Well, and the thing is, folks, my cousins would be hotter if they were gay. And here's why.
Mm.
Because these are like, you know, two dad bods who just gave up and...
Well, and it's not even the dad bod thing. It's more like the, really? You went to a family reunion looking like that?
Yeah, well, and that's true, too. One showed up in like a, you know, one of those moisture-wicking t-shirts. And then the other one just showed up in a shirt that said Montana. So, you know.
They were kind of like, yeah, we're married, we have kids, we gave up.
Yeah, that's exactly it, too. A lot. You could tell the ones that did give up, as my family union. Mm-hmm. But anyways, long story longer. so I left there hoping to get everything bottled up, you know, because my branch of the family was in charge of, you know, getting it together and tearing it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I got done with it, got home, wanted to take a little power nap, a little disco nap, but... didn't quite get there, so I hopped up on some caffeine,
ooh,
little Diet Pepsi action, hardcore when your grandpa.
Diet Pepsi. Blech.
You know why? Because it was left over from the friggin' family.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So, because the elders of the family who went did all the shopping didn't realize that there's a difference between, because the Diet Pepsi can is silver.
Mm-hmm.
And the regular Pepsi can is blue, of course, you know.
Right.
But they thought silver just meant, I don't know what the hell they thought.
Oh, it's probably cherry.
Now I got a refrigerator full of Diet Pepsi. And I'm not much of a Diet Pepsi person. I'm more of a Coke Zero.
No, same. But, well, no, I like the Diet Coke, but yeah. I gave up on that recently.
Yeah, I don't do much soda anyway, but, yeah. You know, occasionally. Well, especially the one time I do crepe soda, especially, mm-hmm. Well, middle of summer, but... Also, when you're at the movies.
Yeah.
So when we go to, like, the day movies, I'm like, oh, I want the biggest Diet Coke I can get. You know? But anywho, so I went to this party last night after I got home, decompressed, washed up a bit, and went to this orgy. And I get there, and I'm knocking on the door, and the host answers, and the host is somebody who's tried to get me in bed a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed him, you know, some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had a desire to do it since.
Yes.
And we all have those people in our lives.
Like, yes.
Have sex with them later on. Go, don't know that I need that to happen again.
Been there, anyways, done that.
Very sweet, very nice guy. A nurse, of all people.
Oh.
And so, anyways... And y'all got, you got to be kind to your nurses because you never know when you might need them.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Anywho, so I get up there and you know it's like a whole like oddball. It was an oddball group.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very oddball group. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I was horny. And see, my problem is I love a good orgy when it's kind of cultivated. You know, when it's like curated, if you will.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yes. Yeah. If it's curated amongst, you know, people that you're like, okay, fun attitude, you know, and, you know, sexy. You know what I mean? And why sexy? I don't mean physically. I mean, are you showing up with BD energy?
It's not a
looks
thing. Yeah, exactly.
You might have a nubbin, but are you showing up with BD energy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and there was a mixed bag. It was a mixed bag of guys. But anyways, so I went in... Banged a couple sluts.
Mm-hmm.
I had more mouths on my dick than I got in past several years, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what it was. It was like, every time I looked down, there was somebody, like, you know,
someone
dropping
knew.
Down to grab it. I'm like, okay.
Well, they're probably like, this is the only chance I'm ever going to get to do this.
Ah.
Suck it.
There was a couple of them that were like, oh, my God, this is what I have to do to get some of this. And I'm like... Show up at an orgy.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not just giving this shit out. I'm not going to waste my gas money to come see you across town. You're going to have to show up at an orgy. No, anyways, I don't think of all that. But you know, there's just some people who are like,
Well, and
if it falls into you,
and
okay.
Let's face it, in SAC, there are, I mean, within our thousands and hundreds of thousands of gay guys, there are so many that have always wanted
hundreds
to
of thousands get... though
yes I believe that there are hundreds of thousands of gays and that includes the lesbians and everybody
you're thinking about the whole
in the community album. There are a lot of us and there are a lot of the guys that have wanted to get with you that have never had the opportunity or you know
and there was a couple there that there was a hand
oh my
there was a handful of hotties so it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a good group. I was just kind of sad that there was drama around the whole thing. But, you know, so I hope it worked out for them.
And, you know, they did at the you know, they notched the dry erase board.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
That was his whole thing. He's like, I've always wanted to be the center of a gangbang. So they're like, okay. And I'm like, you know.
I always wanted to be Dawson.
Well, and that's what he said. He's like, oh, I only got six. So by the end of the night, sure, there was like 15 dicks in him, but only he only got six loads, you know?
Oh.
And, and he's like, I only got six loads. I mean, you think Dawson's starting off with 50?
Right. He had to Dawson go slow. He had to work up.
So.
All right. Well, there we go. There's a discussion about...
Orgies.
Yeah.
Orgies Simpson.
And keeping your drama to yourself.
So actually, that would be my drag name, Orgies Simpson.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. No.
No, Orgy Simpson?
That is bad.
Oh.
Do it. No. We'll find you a better one, because right. that or just you don't want no bad. Okay,
because I'm stabbing him with my penis.
Stop. Oh, no, that was horrible. It was a horrible thing. If you had been alive back then to listen to it, you would understand how horrible that was. Okay, hey, we're at the wrong, let's jump
Yeah, you've been
here.
Going everywhere, huh?
Okay, so hey, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex and local drama.
And everything you still didn't and don't.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the flippinest flip fucker in Fliptopia.
Yay! Although apparently you haven't flipped lately.
I haven't flipped lately, no. Yeah. Last night I was banging like all kinds of sluts. I filled two holes with some goo. And then a whole bunch of mouths with some meat.
They had to clean the goo off.
But, you know what? And there's always one at the party that.
There's that slurper. The one that's like, oh, somebody came. I'll clean up. Clean up on aisle, but
especially when the bottoms are like, no, just shove it back in me. They're like, no.
I'm sorry. That guy is always the one. I'm like, I'm glad that you feel comfortable being a kinky pig. I support you, but I just don't want to see it.
Well, and later on we have a special PSA for those that like to slurp random strangers' spoo.
Oh, we do.
We will be talking about doxypep.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will.
And if you go to a party and you know it's an orgy.
Take your doxypep.
Exactly. Especially if you're the one that's sitting there slurping dirty butts, you know.
Right.
Cream-filled butts.
Well, and that's the thing is that we support your kink, but.
Yeah, hey, we're all about it.
But there's, there's a greater chance of getting things if you're doing that.
Yeah. And it's not
just
because it's
bad,
it's because there's that much spoo.
Right.
You know.
So just be safe.
Yeah.
All right. Where'd we go? Okay. A big gay welcome to all our new listeners and followers on X, Instagram, and Blue Sky.
And actually, didn't even do the top of that.
What?
You didn't even do Patreon?
Well, no, we're over here.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Welcome our new listeners from Spain.
Patreon offers the listeners of a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like dirty audio clips, Patreon videos, vintage podcast archive access, naughty videos of Ouija and Matt, and more. You can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Matthew.
Yes, and by the way, Matthew, you need to send us your message about what
dirty audio you want, Matthew.
Yeah.
Do you want me to
Ouija's waiting for you. Or I am. It just depends on
you. No, fuck Matthew. What do you want from me?
Hey,
I'll give it to you.
Hey, don't offer me a good time.
I said fuck Matthew because he needs
exactly.
He needs a good fucking.
At the $10 level, you can get 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio clip, audio by either one of us. Also, a reminder, our $10 level patrons must respond to our message on Patreon. We
just like you, Matthew.
Message you. Yep. that's confusing.
The other one.
I'm blonde. Thank you for our patrons who interact with us on the site, including Charles and Gopher Daddy, and our special local friend, Clayton.
Ah, yes, yes, Clayton. Clayton, dear sweet Clayton.
And we want to...
You just got a bunch of leather goods. Did you see those?
I have seen different aspects of things that he's posting lately, but he's posting on the Instagrams. So I'm kind of
I need to find him on that because
he sent me
separately when he was at Mr. S.
Oh,
Mr. S for all your leather needs.
I love Mr. S. Okay, check out Desert Heat magazine, and the new issue is out. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but it is at desertheatmag.com. Free coffee.
When you want a master beat, think of Desert Heat.
I like that, yeah.
Master Beat with Desert Heat.
And check out the hottest sex on X at Ryan Landers, XXX.
Ryan.
At Milking Coach.
Milking Coach, that's fun.
I know, and so fun. He's got some great videos right now, too. I'm really enjoying them. and at Randy Morgan X, formerly Taylor Imagine.
Now, Randy, I know that the, you know, Treasure Island Media has kind of cornered the pirate thing, but I still want to see you in like a, you know, oh God, what's the Captain? Is it
Captain Morgan?
It is Captain Morgan. Yeah. Okay, that's why it's bringing like that thought to
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
so I want to see you in a wide brimmed, you know, pirate hat and standing with your one leg up, you know, and uh-huh. your dick out. So I want that to be your little logo.
You want to? Oh, that would be okay.
Isn't that cute?
I get it now.
You know, Morgan, it would be it. Like Randy yeah. Morgan. And
at first,
be,
I thought you were talking about him, and I'm like, I don't think he really does that stuff.
But, well, I still think it should do a caricature of oh, yeah, yourself definitely. With your dick hanging out. But your leg's got to be up, and you got to do the whole Captain Morgan look.
Right.
But go with maybe, I don't know, maybe his oh, God, what do you call them? They're swabby. They're...
Swabbing the deck?
Yeah, the... Oh, God.
Mateys?
They're mateys, you know? They're, yeah. He's got the striped shirt on and the...
Yep.
Bandana over his head.
Like Mr. Smee.
Smee.
How the
Smee
hell Smee. I remember that name? Because I didn't... Hmm. I hated Peter Pan.
Aw, Peter Pan.
That one's yours. Mm. That's your boys.
Aw, because I love them so much.
And I do
at
too.
Vader Bomb.
I am digging into mine. the ones that they just
literally,
sent me. I
digging.
Love it.
Digging at it, baby.
Yep.
Vader Bomb. So, and for those of you that like to use some lube when you masturbate, you want Vader Bomb.
Yeah.
Vader Bomb either comes
it's
in
more
a,
of a
delicious.
Salve than a
it really
lube.
Is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, you first get it, and sometimes it's a little hard. But then it melts immediately in your hand. Then it melts on your pecker like it's a dream.
Yeah, because the new one, which is the super size,
yeah.
I did have to kind of dig in a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then once you give it that first stroke, it's just like,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, so I mean, so yeah, there's a slight moment where it's kind of like coconut butter.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. there's a moment of firmness, and then it immediately melts.
And I love the fact that I've hardly dug into it at all, and yet I've had so many good baits because it's just that, you know. So
yeah, and I, you know, and here's the thing, and I know that they don't want it necessarily marketed this way,
mm-hmm.
but I've used Vader Bomb to fuck.
Yeah,
I've used Vader Bomb to fuck,
yeah.
and. They caused no problem at the bottom, and they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So I'm not saying use it, per se, as a butt lube. But
if there just happens to be some left on
exactly,
your penis.
If you're stroking your donger and somebody shows up your door,
yeah.
you don't need to towel off. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just
bend them over and stick it in.
Yep.
And then they can leave the package and go.
They've never had a softer, smoother butthole than a Vader Bomb butthole. But your hands will be happy too.
True. We want to thank. We want your opinion. Next episode, we're going to be talking about kink at gay pride. Should it be allowed? And if so, where is the line to be drawn? And we've gotten some feedback from a few of our patrons, and so we're looking for a little bit more for the next episode because pride is right around the corner.
Yeah, June's coming. Fast and hard, baby.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Because, you know, we're taking both holes.
Yes. What was it? But I read something the other day that said that they really want U.S. LGBTs. I got to find that and put this on the show. But they there was a cautionary, you know, LGBTs, when you are out at other countries' pride events, be careful.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I mean, I don't know if it's just more rhetoric to fear you or.
Well, there's a lot of places where people are, you know, prides are still kind of new and illegal, mm-hmm. and in some places, and they're really, you know, they're taking a chance doing it themselves, but
us get there,
we become political prisoners.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah. So I mean, if you have the chance, look it up. I will grab it and have it for next time.
Will you grab it?
Grab it.
So real quick, Purity and Shadows patrons who are at the $5 level, you should have a link for a PDF copy of Purity and Shadows provided to us from Mr. Chota Akate. So thank you for that, and that should be. So anybody that has been a patron when I sent it, has been a patron for at least a year or was at the $5 level or above. Y'all got it. So check your private messages on the Patreons.
And check your privates while you're at it. And do I check like your privates. Idea. This is a reminder. You know, check your own privates for like any kind of any form of canker or
any kind definitely.
Of issue. So you know,
and you know, I
we probably need to be better about reminding people of this.
Talking about privates. Uh-oh. I ended up seeing a video today of a guy who had a huge nutsack with it swollen and big down to his like knees. Mm. And I thought, okay, well, he's got, you know,
elephantitis.
Well, no, there's other things like our friend, one of our friends that had like and our, you know, our hottie on X, mm-hmm. Who had, you know, things like, but this, I think was silicone.
Oh, huh.
But it was silicone to the point where it was like hauling around to 9-month-old twins. I was just like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. So I don't know whether it, but it was real. It wasn't. So I don't know, but I was just like, wow.
I think there's a form of body dysmorphia out there as well. Cause like there was that one guy that, who was local here, but he moved to the Midwest for family reasons. Very handsome guy, good looking mm-hmm. guy, but he had this like weird obsession with like, nipples, and he got his nipples to where they were like literally like two thumbs hanging off of his chest.
Yes, I remember.
And it was. I mean, to me, I can understand having a nipple fetish, but it's another mm-hmm. thing when you alter your body so hard mm-hmm. that no matter what you wear, you're gonna have a weird
right
thing going on.
Well, and well, weird. To somebody who doesn't know, but we have another person actually that we mentioned earlier who is kind of doing that, but not to that extreme, of course. But yeah, that's, and then, oh gosh, there's so much we could talk about that way, but let's jump in. So anyway, let's go ahead and skip we'll skip that for this episode, but we'll go into, cause I want to get our listener feedback.
Done. And we got some feedback, I tell you.
Yes, we sure did, from our longtime, very, very longtime listener, Barry.
Barry.
Who wrote in and says, hi, MNC. So this is going to be, unfortunately, a hysterical, angry rant. Without circumcised dicks, you would have no God. Jesus, King of the Jews, was circumcised, had ripply abs, a smooth body, and being a blue-collar dude, a carpenter, probably threw a pile-driving fuck. Oh, my. I don't know how you feel about nobbing Jesus. One
fan fiction, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, there is it out there, but I won't read. No.
Yeah, there's a certain things that should be sacred to those that are that
now,
way.
If you got the 12 disciples, I'm in.
Hey, you know. Follow.
One day at a resort town, at a gay resort town in Algonquin, Maine, we all crunched numbers, and my best guess at the time, I had sucked roughly 3,800 dicks. Good going. I'm probably just over 4,000 now. So, I just love those numbers. I'm a slut. Okay. So, I've dealt with a lot of penises. Let's just say that the myths about sensitivity, circumcised men are more likely to premature ejaculate as uncut guys. So, just thoughts that sensitivity is lost are ridiculous. Yes, cut men are more likely to use lubricant, but as a podcaster that is sponsored by a masturbation lubricant, are you sure you want to say that's a bad thing? Okay. Fact check, they are not our sponsors. They are our friends. We just throw them out there because they're awesome.
Because they're awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that line of thought is hereby canceled. The verbiage that cut penises are butchered and not intact is offensive. Okay. As people who don't want to yuck on other people's yum, you clearly failing here, as circumcised is my yum, my distinct preference. Okay, let's stop there for a second.
I
like circumcised.
I like them all.
Yeah,
I
have no issue.
Yeah. No, I mean, so I think where he's coming from with the butcher part is because I did say that, you know, it's not a choice we were given it at birth. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not really a thing of, I don't know. I mean, the butchered word probably was brought up, and it probably was, you know, it, in his kink, you know, of cut cock, you know,
right.
It might have come across. But, I mean, I'm just meaning any kind of, like, you know, like to take any part of a person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without their full consent, which
exactly, is, and that's the thing. She can't
really
consent,
what it was. And the baby can't consent.
And I'm not even gonna go into the whole Jesus stuff here, because I'm sorry, but I'm a witch, and it just sounds like you're talking. You're talking like, you know, what Frodo when he took the ring to Mount Doom and gave his only begotten finger to, you know, to rid the world of evil. I mean, I don't know. It's
kind of
weird.
Well, I mean, when you go into the Jesus thing, it becomes a mythology is what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, did God really have to say, you know, cut? Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but let's move on. And, okay, so, okay, so for a few years when I was living in Norway, my boyfriend, Roy, my Viking boy, as I like to call him, that's good, obviously uncut, but before we went into the bedroom, he always went into the bathroom to do an extra check that his dick wasn't stinky. A cut guy can obviously need a shower and have a stinky crotch, but uncut guys, one word, smegma. That is gross. Gross to me, but it basically doesn't even exist with cut men. Thank you for not asking me to suck the bacteria off your cock. Next, let's turn to the fact that with an uncircumcised man, you don't know on the first hookup how far his foreskin can control be
comfortably be retracted.
Yeah, and we talked about that because the first guy I was with, actually, he couldn't pull it back. I don't ever want an ow response when I'm pleasuring a dick. Some guys can't be retracted to expose the entire head. Others can. We take out tonsils. Actually, fact check, we don't really anymore.
That was a dated thing.
Yeah, because they may or may not cause a problem. Why aren't foreskins the same? Okay, let's continue. Maybe it's fine, but maybe it's not. Even if I wanted a foreskin, and I don't, it was never my decision, nor is it the decision of 99% of circumcised men. That is correct. Why put them on a separate category? Were we?
I don't know. I feel like his argument kind of flip-flopped there. Mm. And he went from appreciating cut dick... Mm-hmm. To kind of going where we were going in the first place, which was, you know, why take the foreskin?
Yeah, it wasn't their decision, and that's the main thing. If somebody can make the decision and wants to do it, do it. That's your thing. That's your kink. But I'm just saying that it's like, I don't know. It's just
I talked to my mom about
this. You know, the way that they cut off dogs' tails or clip their ears. And I'm sure I just offended the hell out of you, Barry, but just go with it. It's like, why are you taking something that's born in a natural state, that's born the way that it is? I mean,
it was born this way.
It's not an obvious defect, like a heart being born outside, you know, or something that, you know, is like, this is going to. It's
gonna
like. But anyway, let's just finish real quick. You put them in separate category. It's just so gross and discriminatory. I love your shows. Matt, do better. Well, listen, Barry.
Barry, first up, now we should actually go into it. And Barry, we're both cut.
I think there was something in here penises. Where you thought that maybe we weren't. But
yeah, there was a discussion about
we are both cut, and we're I think we're both fine with that now.
I mean, you know, if I could go back and be like, hey, you know, Mom.
Please
this
don't.
This is me from the future.
Right.
Can you let me make that determination when I get to be a teenager?
Right.
I would have appreciated that. And I think that's only all we were really saying was that mm-hmm. we didn't have a say in this. My mom, right. I've talked to my mom about this and the other, I mean, hell, just a couple of weeks ago. And I said, hey, why'd you do it though? You know, she's mm-hmm. like, well, because the doctor said that you'd be cleaner.
Well, yeah. And that's, I asked my mom about it mm-hmm. and she said, well, we really weren't even given a choice. The doctor just scheduled it and did it.
Yeah, and mom pretty much said that, yeah, I mean, it was just, he came in and said, your son will be cleaner, and then pretty much was like, oh. And she didn't recall actually giving them, like, an A-okay, but it was just the way it was done.
Yeah, and that's the same, and I don't know. But,
yeah.
Anyway, so we are not knocking cut guys
at all.
No,
I love all penises. I really do. I've always loved
and frankly,
penises.
Kind of my preference, like Barry here, my preference kind of is uncut, but
naming cut.
Yes, cut.
I know, but it's always hard to remember uncut versus cut.
But I have learned in my early 30s, everybody's good.
Yeah,
you know?
And I've always been, you know, because I don't know how it worked out, but mm-hmm. I was always mainly around cut men.
Same.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And then well, that's funny. normally been around cut men. Oh, mm-hmm. shit.
So, okay, we had to pause for just a second there. So, but Barry, thank you for writing in.
Oh, yeah. And what I was going to say, though, Barry, is that after we paused, before we paused, was that, yeah, no, I've been with mostly cut guys, mm-hmm. a handful of uncut guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, until one time, and I've said this on this show before, but to refresher, I went over to fuck a couple, and this seems to be a theme right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously I love three ways and orgies. I like, you know, one-on-one too, but I do love three ways and orgies.
Well,
and
yeah.
If
I mean, you are the marital aid.
Over, what's that?
You are the sacramental marital aid.
Exactly. And that used to be my nickname, marital aid. So when guys were like, hey, you know, it would be fun.
There's your drag name, Mary Talade.
There was this couple in outside of Guerneville, who the one guy was British, and he's like, "Oh, my husband's such a whore. Come over and fuck my husband." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, come over and fuck your husband." So I was fucking my husband and whatnot, and the main guy, the guy that kind of set it up, you know, was British, and. Young guy. It was kind of funny that it was this older American guy mm-hmm. That was all, like, roided out. You know, you've seen him, you know, the roided out guys that,
sure.
you know, still take dick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all roided the fuck out.
Hot.
So, anyways, I was fucking his husband, and the British young guy comes up and shoves his cock in my face, and I'm like, did I step in dog shit?
Oh.
Did I step in dog? What does that smell? And I realized that he was dirty.
Oh.
I, like, literally got in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't notice anything funny, but I just kept smelling it. And so finally I pulled off his dick, and I'm, like, looking around. And he's like, oh, do you need me to wash it? I'm like, what do you mean?
What?
And he said that he needed to go to the bathroom and wash out his dick. And the husband that I was fucking, he's like, oh, no, I love it when he's got a dirty head cheese.
You know? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, okay.
And gotcha. So I was like, oh, is that what that smelled? It smelled gross.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I some guys are into it. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time that I knew anything about it, because I didn't know that was a thing. I, like you said, didn't really ever experience mm-hmm. anyone, you know,
yeah,
that was uncut.
Most uncut guys are really diligent about keeping the inside clean.
It was a video, and it was... Like, it was one of the, and, you know, this was back when it was like a VHS or something, and it was this kink scene or whatever, and the guy was in the bathroom, and he pulled back, and there was, like, all sorts of...
Like, white...
Yeah, specials. And I was like, what the hell is that? And that's when I understood what smegma was. I was like, oh, now...
It literally is your body creating cheese.
Yeah.
From the yeast.
Sort of, kind of. But anyway, Barry, we still love you.
Yeah, Barry, we will do better at explaining
Although
our love
he's been
both.
Listening for 17 years and he thought we were uncut. So do better, Barry. Do better.
Okay. Back on.
But anyway, Barry. Thank you. We do love you and we love your different opinions.
Yes.
Okay.
If you have any differing opinions,
yeah,
please let
if
us
you
know.
Have the same opinion, you can write us about that too.
Yeah. And, hey. I'll tell you, suck it. I'll just tell you, suck
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No,
I'll pull down my pants and show you my cut cock and say, suck it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, hey, you know what? Now that we're both sucked, maybe we can be 4001 and 4002.
Hey, there you go, Barry. Yeah. Come on. Bring it. We got the uncut. I mean, the cut. Jesus.
No, Jesus was probably uncut, but no, he
no,
was cut.
Cut. See? Yeah. The whole cut uncut doesn't roll off your tongue. Anyway.
But okay, award-winning. Oh, in news, award-winning international performer Sir Peter has been signed to an exclusive contract with Falcon and Naked Sword. Under the agreement, he will appear in a series of titles for Naked Sword Originals, Falcon Studios, and Raging Stallion Studios.
Now, cool. I'm going to say a side note.
Sir Peter's hot.
Yeah, Sir Peter is really hot.
Yeah.
But I will say that if you go online and mm-hmm. you try to go to a porn site, mm-hmm. if they ship you off to a third party, don't Ugh. Do it.
No, do no, it. Do not.
And I honestly think that Falcon does this. Uh-huh. Falcon sends you to a third party, and it's really shitty because it's really shitty because what they do is they tag on an extra website that you if you're serious about joining any of these, you double check everything you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I know you want to get off. I know you saw this guy and he's hot and he's only through mm-hmm. you know this particular studio. But when you go, if they ship you off to a third party, you better fucking damn well want that because guess what? It is going to be hell on earth to get off that goddamn you know
yeah.
Because they don't tell you exactly where you need to go
mm-hmm.
to cancel stuff.
Right.
They'll tell you, hey, you need to go to, you know, whoever it was. They won't give you a link. They won't do anything to help you.
No.
But they sure as hell will take your money.
And be careful. And if you do get in that situation, Google it. Because a lot of times yep. there's other people that have been through it and they will create sites to tell you how to get the frick off of
it. Yeah, because these, you know.
I had to look up OnlyFans because they hit it again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
because because OnlyFans, I have a bad thing about, like, when I first get paid, uh-huh. I'm like, I'm so horny, and I'm like, oh, he's hot,
you know, yeah.
Oh, I'll give him $6.99, but then it's like the next month when it's like $12.99, it's like, oh, no.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm
like, if you're going to be expensive, just do it up front.
Yeah, yeah, know? Amen.
Although, you know, if y'all want to give us a 6-month subscription to somebody that, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to even say After Dark Daddy.
Ah.
Sir Peter.
So
no, we talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Sir Peter's hot. I just was giving a cautionary thing about, like, right. you know, make sure that if you go to any of these sites, like, I also do Frat X and Sketchy Sex. And those are pretty good. Because I didn't have to go through a third party on those.
Right.
Did I? I don't know. I did not.
Okay.
But yeah, every now and then, one of them will try to get you to go to a third party. Don't friggin' do it. Don't buy the lie.
Yeah. What was the one? I actually, one of the ones that I wanted to get a resub to Transcest.
Transcest.
So basically, it's the male or the female to male trans version of like the why the fuck can't I think about it the cest sites the ones
cest.
With the or the you know twink tops gay cest it's those
that whole family
series yeah the cest well there's transcest and they've got some really great videos with some really hot fucking models and I'm talking some daddy hot because Joel someone's done it anyway there's a whole bunch of them and you get all three sites for that and products. So I went and they were advertising $9.99 a month again. Mm. And I was like, okay, $9.99 a month. I'll give you a couple months on that. And then I can see everything. Well, it was $9.99 for 6 months. you know,
oh,
and then
shit. And then it was grouped into a 6 month, six times $9.99.
Yeah, exactly.
See? And I hate that shit. There's a lot of online, so you really got to watch the fine print,
right?
Because they will nail you hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not watching or you're just too horny to pay attention,
right?
You better think twice because they will.
And that's the thing is actually for your average Joe that wants to see Transcest, that's a decent price, and you get three different sites for it, you know, and that's great, but it's not in my budget.
Amen. And that's the truth. I mean, and to be honest with you, if any of those OnlyFans are out there, I love you to death, but guess what? I'm not going to stay on your, there's a couple I'm stay on.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't
deny it.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, that's why I love, you know, Ryan Landers and Joel Sumlin. Both of them have given us, you know, 6 month or a year subs.
Yeah.
And it's great. You know, we love it. And then that makes me, like, when, you know, Ryan runs out, I'm going to keep supporting him, you know? But there are some people out there that they price out. Like, there's one guy who's a big, beefy... like, and I follow him on a Denver things, and, you know, he knows who I am, and we kind of chat back and forth. Great guy. But when he wants $29.99 a month, it's like, no, dude, that's way outside my budget. That's like, you know, 3 days worth of meals.
That's something else.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so we are actually... going to skip over other stuff and bring this one to a close. You want to take the first line there?
Oh, I'll take this, and I'll take good.
Take it hard.
Currently, LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections. Golden Rule Services wants you to know about an important tool and preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. If you think PrEP might be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic. Or go online and fill out an application. It's very easy these days.
Yeah, be responsible.
Yeah. Yes. All right, check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chote Okate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major digital book distributors globally. And you can send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 408-692-4827, 408-692-4827. Please call me. I need to hear from you. I'm lonely. Call me. Call me anytime.
He's very
call
lonely.
Me.
And don't make me call and give him a funny voice or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's like, hello, this is your Uncle Fester.
Hello, BG. You're so hot. Anyway.
Stop it.
Join our Patreon at patreon.com/BGSS.
Find all our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeege, MattWeege.
Yes, and also on our Patreon, you now have the option to do a free follow. I don't do many free posts yet for our followers, but if you just
want to
follow us, you can do that. Yeah, you get more out of X. Oh, you know, it's now X.com. Like, they're getting rid of the Twitter. It's all just X.com now.
So it's literally just going to be X.com?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that what we're supposed to call it? X.com or
yeah,
X?
No, it's just X.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
What
we're all on X, right?
I don't get that.
What?
What was the thing on that?
Well, he just
what was
had
wrong
the
with Twitter, though?
He just had the domain and wanted to do it, I guess. I don't know.
That's weird. Because, I mean, Twitter, I mean, everybody knows what Twitter is.
Oh, yeah.
That's
where you tweet. Now you have excretions. So. All right.
Well.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you. And we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye. We got on some discussions there. That's not Chubbs. That's BGSS, Dead Daddy Ears. One.
You remember that shit some other way. It's not Chubbs Gone Wild. This is...
a network of inclusion.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a
For fuck's sake, production.